In upstate New York, the tiny city of Ogdensburg is getting a hand with its stagnant economy from an unlikely source. A kosher food company is reopening a closed cheese plant. But before production of kosher mozzarella in Munster can begin, a delegation of rabbis had to kosherize the plant. North County Public Radio's David Summerstein reports.
There's hardly a Jewish presence in Ogdensburg, so it's an understatement to say three bearded rabbis look out of place in a cheese factory here. But this is their element. They're a crack team of kosher specialists from the Crown Heights neighborhood of Brooklyn, an epicenter of Orthodox Judaism. Rabbi Yossi Brook is in his shirt sleeves and suspenders. A black wool cap completes his old world look. He peers over the shoulder of a worker shooting hot steam into a silo.
This is the sound of the steam that is pumping into the big silos to bring them up to a high temperature of 212 degrees.
Kosher, or Jewish dietary law, prohibits mixing meat and dairy products. Milk must be produced under strict supervision. So the rabbis insist the plants start fresh. Everything the milk or cheese will touch must be heated to the boiling point, or 212 degrees. But first, Brooks says, everything has to be what he calls sparkly clean.
In plants that were coming in, when they telling us, all right, Rabbi, you're going to clean it anyway. You're going to kosher it. You're going to run at 212 degrees. That's going to do the job. No, I can't do that. You have to give me the spotly clean, and then I'm going to run at 212 degrees.
This process of cleaning, then heating, has been vetted by centuries of rabbinical interpretation. In another room, two workers squeegee fiberglass vats. Eric Moody, a veteran at the plant, looks a bit weary. He says he's never cleaned like this.
Not as perfect as we are right now, doing it for the last 2 weeks.
Just doing it again and again and again, just washing and washing and washing.
And over again.
Rabbi Zalman Azdaba acknowledges government standards are already high. He says he's not trying to make people work harder than they have to, just to get the job done according to Jewish law.
Kosherization, it means clean, that you lick, that you lead off it.
These rabbis specialize in a high kosher standard called Cholof Yisrael, what Rabbi Brook calls the Cadillac of kosher. A rabbi will work at the plant every day, and rabbis will live on the nearby farms where the milk is produced. The extra oversight costs about $100,000 a year, but it seems to be worth it. According to trade publication Kosher Today, kosher food is a $130 billion a year industry and continues to grow. Rabbi Brook says it's even becoming popular among non-Jews who like the extra care taken with their food. For observant Jews, kosher supervision is a matter of faith. For others, it's peace of mind, knowing another set of eyes is watching the food they eat. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Northern New York.